Are you off on maternity at the moment? Are you a young mum, and are you seriously worried maybe about going back to work? Is there a possibility that you're going to go back too quickly? There's new research out at the moment. It reveals that 12% of working mums take a full year's maternity, just 12%, and that leaves almost one in five taking 4 months or less. Now, let me speak to a lawyer who's on this line. It's Harriet Botell. Is that the right pronunciation, Harriet?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Thank you for joining us from Slater and Gordon. Now, just remind me of the legislation regarding maternity and what's due to a young mum.
Okay. Well, pregnant women are entitled to 12 months off work on their statutory maternity leave.
12 months, but they're not going to get fully paid for that 12 months. So what way does that work?
No, so they only get, if you get statutory maternity pay, you're paid 90% of your salary for the first 6 weeks, and then you get statutory maternity pay for it's a total of 39 weeks, I think. So that's only something like £140 a week. So some employers will choose to pay more than that, but otherwise that's what you get paid. But I think our statistics are sort of about, you know, the amount of time that somebody's taking off work, and whether or not really it's their choice, potentially because for financial reasons, as you say, you know, they don't get paid a huge amount of money, or, you know, they may want to go back to work sooner. Obviously, some people do. But I think the key thing here is we've got 11% of women saying they cut it short because they fear for their job, that they're going to be sidelined or edged out. And obviously, that's what's not OK if it's not really their choice.
So a significant number of young women are actually only taking about 4 months when they could take as much as 12 months.
Yes, that's right, yeah. But some of them may be choosing to have a shorter time, obviously.
Yeah, of course, there may be some. That's very often the self-employed, isn't it? They can't afford to take off any longer than that. But let's go back to the employed woman who would like to take longer, but she feels she needs to get back because employers, well, they're getting a bit peeved with her being away, and it's beginning to, I suppose, gravitate towards someone else getting a more senior role, or someone else getting more responsibility, or another person being more highly thought of. Surely the law says when the woman comes back to work, regardless of when it is, she comes back to exactly what she left.
Well, it depends slightly. I mean, the law is that it's unlawful to treat somebody unfavourably because they're pregnant or because they've taken maternity leave. In terms of them coming back to work, if they take what's called ordinary maternity leave, which is 6 months off, they're entitled to come back to exactly the same job. If they do take their full 12 months, so the longer period of additional maternity leave, they're entitled to come back to the same job if it's there, or if the, you know, or to come back to a job that's a suitable alternative job. So it's true that if they do take the longer period, then the law is, you know, slightly less on their side in terms of being entitled to exactly the same job back. So there's a slight difference depending on how long you take off.
And I suppose reality dictates that because the workplace changes.
Yes, exactly. And I think a lot of places do change within a year, and I guess hence that law. And it is the case, you know, that you know, employers, it's difficult, I appreciate, for smaller employers particularly, to manage their workload when people go off for that amount of time. But I think the important thing is, you know, it's you know, women who are having the babies and needing that special time to bond with their babies. You know, they are in a special situation in which they should be protected. And I think however long they choose to take off, it should be good quality time that they spend with their baby and shouldn't have to worry about how they're going to be treated by their employer or whether there's going to be anything for them to do when they come back.
It must be, even though they won't admit it, really annoying for some employers if they hire a woman of childbearing age who's very good at her job and she's there 6 months and she decides then to get pregnant and she goes off and has the baby, comes back for another few months, then gets pregnant again, goes off and has a baby, comes back for another few months, goes off again and has a baby. That must be so frustrating for the employer.
Well, yes, it probably is. It probably is frustrating. But the difficulty is it's nature that it's the woman that has to do that. And obviously people have, you know, a human right to have children. So unfortunately, whilst it obviously is frustrating for employers, women have to have rights. They have to be protected. And if they choose to have their children in the way that you've just described, then they do. It's unfortunate for some women that just at the time that they're sometimes progressing in their career and doing really well and going up in the world, that may be the time that they choose to have children. Obviously, that's not necessarily their choice. And whilst it is difficult for employers, unfortunately, they do have to abide by the law. In terms of the sort of maternity pay, obviously that's sort of paid by the government. So the main difficulty is sort of getting someone to cover the work. But unfortunately, for them, they do just have to manage that, and they do have to make sure that the woman isn't discriminated against.
It must be very difficult for the woman as well if she's wanting to make significant progress and puts her family first and knows that she could be in the boardroom if she stayed in the workplace, but she's not going to make the progress simply because she's off so much. That being a woman must be a hell of a challenge when you're trying to be successful in a workplace.
Tell me about it. It is difficult. There's no easy answers to this, obviously, are there? I think if a woman has three children while she's, in a workplace and she has 3 years off, inevitably that is going to make it harder for her to progress potentially at the same, pace as somebody else. But I think what's important is that she isn't held back or stigmatised or disadvantaged just because she is a working mother or just because she's had that time off. She should be still given the same advantages. If she's performing really well and she's making the grade, there should be nothing to stop her from being in that boardroom just because she's had children, just because she's got other priorities in her life. And employers should be giving women the ability to manage both of those things in terms of flexibility, whether people can work from home, whether they can work different hours. I think a lot of employers are much more flexible now about how people can do the job. So there's no reason why it shouldn't be possible. And obviously plenty of women are managing to do that. But I think what it's all about is choice. I think if a woman wants to have a big family and be in the boardroom, she should have the choice to be able to do that. If she doesn't, she should have the choice, to take her longer maternity leave or, however much time she wants. But I think if women feel that they are being held back or prevented from doing things because of discriminatory reasons, then obviously that's not okay.
Should women keep in touch with their employer during the course of the time off? Should they be in and out of the office, maybe emailing back and forward, keeping an eye out for what progress is being made in the workplace, or should they not have to do that?
Well, I think that's a really interesting question, actually. I think the law says that women can take a certain number of what's called keeping in touch days, and that's designed to allow employer and employee to sort of have time when the woman can either do some work from home or come into the office, literally to keep her in touch. Women aren't obliged to have those. And I think what's always sensible is that before the woman goes on maternity leave, that maybe her and the employer have a chat about what kind of contact they would like. If the employer has regular sort of newsletters, maybe she would like to receive those. She certainly shouldn't feel obliged to check her emails or to do any work. In fact, if a woman does work while she's on maternity leave legally, that could bring her right to statutory maternity leave to an end. So it's not something that's advisable. Interestingly, in our survey, I think there was 1 in 5 people said they regularly took calls or checked their emails, and 17% did go into work on average once a week, which I was actually really surprised about. And I know plenty of people who said that they did work on maternity leave, but they shouldn't have to. Other than the keeping in touch days, women shouldn't have to do work whilst they're on maternity leave.
And finally, Harriet, paternity leave has been increased in recent times. Is that actually helping the woman as well?
Yeah, so we've got shared parental leave now, which is a really interesting concept. Again, it's all about choice, and that shared parental leave enables the woman's partner to take part of the leave. The woman would go back to work. The partner could take part of the parental leave, and to be paid the statutory parental leave for that period. And I think it's great for couples who want to share that leave, and maybe the partner wants to take a certain amount of that time. So I think it's a really good thing in terms of offering flexibility to couples. I'm not sure how much uptake there is, certainly from men yet, but I think it's a step towards a culture change, which I think is positive.
Harriet, thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Harriet Buffell from Slater and Gordon, who've carried out the research. It's coming up on 10:45. Are you off on maternity at the moment? Are you worried? Are you concerned? Or do you have the employer to dream of who just makes it all very smooth for you? I'd like to think you do, because that's what the law says.
Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.